Hello, I'm David Kerr, Professor of Cancer Medicine from University of Oxford. I'd like to discuss some practice-changing results for those of interested in the treatment of colorectal cancer coming from the ASCO 2017 meeting. This is one of the plenary session contributions and it came from the IDEA trial consortium. Basically, this is looking at the duration of chemotherapy 3 versus 6 months for patients receiving doublet oxaliplatin-based chemotherapy. It could be either infusion of 5-FU leucovorin or capecitabine plus oxaliplatin. It was a fantastic collective, collaborative international effort. 6 large, well-designed studies coming together under the umbrella of a single analytical group led by our friends and colleagues from the Mayo Clinic. Notable contribution from the United Kingdom with Tim Iverson and Rachel Kerr leading the SCOT trial, which contributed around 6,000 patients. Overall, over a period of 8 years, 12,800 patients were collected. Focusing in stage 3 disease, it was considered if the hazard ratio for 3-year disease-free survival was less than 1.12, then we would assume non-inferiority, i.e. it would be entirely reasonable for us to recommend 3 rather than 6 months of chemotherapy. Why is this important? We know that the cumulative neuropathy associated with oxaliplatin treatment tends to become much worse in terms of grade 3, grade 4 toxicity during the last 3 months of treatment. In terms of results, this was borne out. We know that the serious neuropathy rates were 2 to 3 times higher in the 6 versus 3 month arm. That didn't come as a surprise. It does look as if we can substitute 3 months chemotherapy for 6 months, but let me give some caveats. Pre-Prans subgroup analyses were by chemotherapy regime, FOLFOX versus Zelox. Around 40% of the patients received Zelox, and stage. Looking at the early stage, the T3N1s versus later stage, the T4N2s, all pre-planned. And although by and large we don't like subgroup analyses, they're statistically unstable, this was a massive trial with 12,800 individual patients in it, so it's pretty stable looking. What's absolutely the case is that the hazard ratios were about 1.01, as close to one as you can possibly get, for the earlier stage disease. So it met the criteria of 3 months being as good as 6 months. In terms of the later stage disease, the T4s, the N2s, the hazard ratios was 1.12. So that was right in the cusp of what was considered at least statistically acceptable when the trial was designed. So it would be entirely reasonable for those patients with more advanced early stage disease, the T4s, N2s, to have a very serious discussion with the patients about the small but real benefits of going on for 6 months treatment and clearly paying very close attention to patterns of toxicity and neurotoxicity. Another interesting finding, and rather difficult to interpret, was that Zelox, when we compared 3 versus 6 months of Zelox, it did look as if the 3 months of Zelox seemed to be less inferior than FOLFOX. This was difficult to interpret because each of the trials, in each of the different trials, different proportions of patients received FOLFOX or Zelox, ranging from in some trials no Zelox whatsoever to in others 75% of patients receiving Zelox. What does this mean in terms of our clinical practice on a wet Monday afternoon? Seeing a patient with early stage colorectal cancer. Well, for a stage 3 patient who was young and fit and who was, you know, otherwise sensibly reasonable to deliver chemotherapy, for the early stage disease, this is maybe 400 to 450,000 patients in the world every year, I would be inclined to offer 3 months of chemotherapy. In our practice, we use Zelox. It's practical. Puts less pressure on our outpatient chemotherapy nursing system, and we're pretty used to giving it. And I think we can deliver Xerox a bit more safely using some of these clever germline markers with DPD, etc., etc. For patients presenting with T4N2 disease, I think for those younger patients, patients under 70, I would still consider giving 6 months of treatment. Of course, I would explain the pros and cons relative to neurotoxicity and so on. But I think it does require a proper conversation between patient and doctor, but my leaning would be more towards giving the treatment in that way. But two or three things to celebrate here: a fantastic international collaboration. So incredibly proud of all the trial leaders who came together to do this. And to say a few small words about my friend Dan Sargent, who brought us all together and who sadly passed away. This trial in some small way stands as a memorial to him, in some way. Secondly, it's practice changing. Less is better than more. That's not a bad thing to be able to say to our patients. It reduces the burden of toxicity, the burden of cost. It makes health economic sense. I think that's fantastic. And again, we're personalising it. Because this study was sufficiently large, we may have nuanced but different messages to give according to the stage of disease. And for me, that's personalised medicine, that's precision medicine, not using fancy schmancy molecular genetics, but the basis of decent knowledge. As always, thanks for listening. For the time being, Medscapers ahoy.